justice. We know what it looks like when we stand together.
At a City Hall rally, elected officials gathered with supporters of Occupy Wall Street activist Cecily McMillan. McMillan was convicted of assaulting an NYPD officer at Zuccotti Park. It was back on the evening of March 17, 2012. The NYPD ordered protesters out of the park. Police officer Grantley Bovell grabbed McMillan's breast from behind as she was clearing out of Zuccotti. One of her elbows allegedly hit him in the face as a knee-jerk reaction, and for that, Cecily McMillan is now facing 2 to 7 years in prison. Her sentencing date is May 19th. This is what has people outraged, that a young woman who has visible injury from being grabbed from behind and who defends herself ends up on trial and now in jail at Rikers awaiting sentencing. That's why supporters gathered at City Hall. They carried signs which read, "Leniency for Cecily, justice for Cecily, no jail time." Another said, "If you accept sexual assault as an acceptable form of law enforcement, you are no better than a sexual offender." Hashtag justice for Cecily was on another sign. The hallmark of a great nation is leniency, read a sign carried by a member of Local 1180, New York's Administrative Employees Union. "Have mercy" is printed on a large green heart. Mike May from Staten Island is one of McMillan's supporters.
I'm here to support Cecily and all the great work that the Justice for Cecily team is doing on behalf of this great issue of peace and justice.
And you're holding a sign. Tell our listeners.
We had a gathering meeting last Friday night and figured out the best way we can show our support for Cecily with our record matching our rhetoric. Brainstormed, came up with good ideas, and made a lot of signs about 2 hours ago right out here. We're DIY, but we're taking it to the streets.
And your sign reads?
My sign reads, "Self-defense is not a crime," and the last half of that is, "Cecily should do no time."
Self-defense is not a crime. Cecily should do no time. Self-defense is not a crime.
Nine out of the 12 jurists at McMillan's trial wrote a letter to the judge asking for leniency. Yetta Curlin, an attorney with the National Lawyers Guild, reads the letter.
"Dear Judge Wybell, we, the jury, petition the court for leniency in the sentencing of Cecily McMillan. We would ask the court to consider probation with community service. We feel that the felony mark on Cecily's record is punishment enough for this case, and that it serves no purpose to Cecily or to society to incarcerate her for any more amount of time. We also ask that you factor in the deliberation process that this request is coming from 9 of the 12 members of the jury. Thank you in advance for your consideration, and thanks to all of you who have written letters to Cecily and the judge.
Many have written the judge for leniency. One of the first was council member Robert Cornegi. He represents parts of Brooklyn from a district where McMillan lives. Cornegi says McMillan's case came out of a unique protest movement, Occupy Wall Street. He says the protests were effective in giving voice to frustrations experienced by millions during the economic downturn and since.
That change in our consciousness would not have happened if Occupy protesters like Cecily had not put their bodies on the line, sacrificing their physical comfort and risking their safety and their liberty.
Cornegi says he appreciates the risks the occupiers took, that they led to change, and to the attention the city is now paying to the needs of the 99%.
My check.
City Council Member Yadonis Rodriguez.
We are here.
We are here.
Because
even though
Occupier
and
Zuccotti
Park
Occupier
will be in New York City
forever.
We will not leave
our city until the working class.
And the middle class
get the same opportunity
of the 1%.
In the last session of the City Council, Councilmember Rodriguez says he introduced a protesters' bill of rights for New York City. He says he's going to get back to that this session. This Sunday, there's a rally in support of leniency in the sentencing of McMillan in Union Square at 2 p.m. Cecily McMillan's sentencing is set for Monday. It's at 100 Center Street, and the public is invited. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.